Vermont cops are about to get a new fair and impartial policing policy. But migrant farm workers worry the new guidelines will actually increase cooperation between state law enforcement agencies and federal immigration authorities. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
Last week at a legislative hearing in Montpelier, Enrique Balcazar told lawmakers about the day he was arrested last year by federal Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers in Burlington. Balcazar, he's the spokesperson for the group Migrant Justice, was released after spending 12 days in detention. Some of his colleagues have not been so fortunate. For the 1,500 or so migrants now working on Vermont's dairy farms, the grand rewrite of the state's fair and impartial policing policy was seen as a way to improve protections for people living here illegally. Instead, they say it'll make life even more precarious. Here's Will Lambeck, an organizer at Migrant Justice.
We believe, and in our expertise and experience, that the current policy being contemplated by the Criminal Justice Training Council represents a significant loss of protections, particularly for immigrant Vermonters.
Their concerns are not academic. Last August, a Franklin County sheriff's deputy stopped a truck for a vehicle registration infraction. When the deputy suspected the Spanish-speaking father and son inside that truck were in the country illegally, he radioed Border Patrol officers for backup.
They spent 6 months in immigration prison and were recently deported.
Law enforcement officials in Vermont generally agree that local police should not be in the business of aiding federal immigration enforcement. But Lambeck says the new statewide fair and impartial policing policy does little to prevent officers from becoming de facto agents of federal immigration law.
It will result in more collaboration between local law enforcement and federal deportation agents, and in more discrimination against immigrants living and working in the state of Vermont.
Assistant Attorney General David Scher helped oversee the drafting of the new fair and impartial policing policy.
There was a very serious effort to do the best we could to accommodate the concerns of the advocates, which we frankly, and I think the council in general, really did sympathize with.
But Scher says a policy that prohibits certain kinds of information sharing between state and federal authorities would run afoul of federal law and potentially endanger federal funding. And Scher says there are good reasons why the policy cannot impose a blanket prohibition on certain kinds of information sharing, as advocates have called for.
They need to figure out who somebody is, where they might have gone, and you need to use all the tools available to you to take care of that and to protect the victims involved. So we felt like those were reasonable carve-outs.
Migrant Justice has asked lawmakers to postpone implementation of the new policy to give them some time to convince the Attorney General and others to rethink elements of the plan. Scher says he's open to continued conversations.
But I don't see on most of these points our office being able to move significantly.
Senate lawmakers will meet this week to decide how or whether to intervene. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.